Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you are following us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Give us a 5-star rating. It massively helps us out. Enjoy.
Arsenal are going to win the league. We said it from the start. They just showed resilience.
Are we actually in
character?
We're actually going to intro.
Determination. Like. Arsenal went 1-0 down. We thought to ourselves, Arsenal winning this.
Just blown people's
ears. The older Arsenal would have lost that game. But my God, 90th minute, Eddie Nketiah, clutch moment. That right there is a dominant performance. United scored a worldie. And a mistake. The XG was like 0.2.
Explain what happened on that United second goal for you.
I didn't see it. Arsenal had like a 2.6 XG. My God, if you look at the stats, you look at the game, use the eye test.
Dominance.
Thank you, right. No, damn, thank you, Tom.
The reason we should say that we are talking...
There's not even
directly.
A Roy on the podcast and he just called me thank you. He said, thank you,
I
Roy.
I was about to say that's right and thank you, Tom, but I said... That right.
That right.
They call me Roy.
Anyways, Tom, Callum, welcome to the show again.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Should we welcome
do you want to intro Callum properly? Or?
Yeah. I was going to say, it's our first time on the show.
I'm all right.
No, guys, thanks.
Brand new guest on the show.
2 hours on the old podcast live stream, because I know for a fact that everyone that watches these videos tunes into the live streams, because every time we go live, we don't do bad games.
Never.
3-2 Arsenal. Callum, thoughts on Arsenal's dominant performance?
Were they dominant?
Yeah.
Yes.
You think?
Yeah.
Really? That was dominance?
Yeah.
Oh. Name a chance United created.
One's a scored. That's two.
Oh, fuck off.
To be fair, we created their second.
Rashford will only fit
one. First one's a 25-yard strike. That isn't a chance, really.
Unsavable, that goal from Rashford.
The second one's a mistake from a corner.
I thought they did good defensively, though, man.
Yeah, they defended well, but Arsenal dominated.
They defended so well, they conceded three.
And they missed quite a few chances, Arsenal. Dominated the ball.
But does that just show you how good Arsenal were? People are saying United played, defended well, but they conceded.
United are a different team without Casemiro, though.
Yeah. They got cut open. Odegaard was on form.
Yeah, but
he was flip-flap passing people.
But that's why.
That's the space that Casemiro leaves from, isn't it?
Nketiah, man on a mission to hold down that spot.
See, the thing is, when people need to step up from different positions in the team,
they're
doing it this year.
We've got the best winger in world football currently in Bukayo Saka.
No, you haven't.
We do.
Who's better?
Yeah, who's better?
Neymar and Mbappe.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Vinicius Junior.
Yeah.
In the Premier League.
The world is the Premier League.
Yeah,
I'd still say Salah.
Not right now, current form.
Yeah.
You're just
Saka is two times the player.
Whoa!
No, you're burning out the Liverpool fans here, man.
No one slates Liverpool more than me, and no one bigs up Saka more than me in the last two odd years.
But currently,
Salah's a better player
not
than him.
Currently.
He is.
But no,
money
on it. Luke Shaw, if he had to go up against Salah or Saka right now, he'd choose Salah.
I don't agree, because he defended very well against Saka.
I still agree with you, though.
The only time Saka really shone in terms of beating someone like for the goal was
against Shaw.
A one-on-one, not against Shaw.
Yeah. No, he was brilliant all game.
Salah is a better winger. Come on, man.
I don't think he is anymore.
He fucking is.
I think he is, but I don't think he's having a better season, though.
Let's get Salah's stats up.
We can get Saka's stats up if you want to play it by that.
Salah's are better.
I bet Saka's got more goal contributions this year than
you. Don't go off stats anyway. Yeah.
It's all about the eye test,
exactly.
And on the eye test, Salah's been good this year.
I bet that.
There's been so many chances he's created for like Nunes, who just fucking
spoons it. Yeah, you're right. Saka's been better.
I'm happy to say Saka's better.
Anyways, why are we talking about Salah right now? It's Arsenal United. Arsenal have just beaten United.
We're talking about Saka.
Do you think United got an issue in midfield?
No, but hear me out, that's actually
being pointed out. Yeah, but
with depth.
If they lose Casemiro, they need someone there.
But they were already in that position before they got Casemiro.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But they've
pretty much signed the best DM in world football.
Yeah, but do you know...
Anyone below him is always a step down. I know you're trying to play devil's advocate and read off the notes and stuff.
It is probably the biggest drop-off get, though.
But do you not think this January, that game would have been to the board, be like, oh shit, we actually probably need to strengthen a little bit in midfield?
They're not going to spend money though, are they?
What, okay, Casemiro breaks his leg, God forbid.
Then they'd have to, but at this point it's just...
They're selling clubs though, aren't they?
Just a suspension, isn't it? Because whoever plays with Casemiro, their game gets elevated. Whenever Casemiro plays alongside Fred, Fred is so much better as a player.
Imagine just Casemiro and Declan Rice in midfield.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that because there's already rumours of Harry Kane going, so I don't want them to just take the two best English players. That'd just be a bit boring, wouldn't it?
Who are your three stand-up players for Arsenal today?
Today?
Odegaard ran the show.
Is Odegaard currently the best footballer in the Premier League?
In my opinion.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Because I think even if he doesn't contribute directly to goals and assists, he influences the game. Yeah.
To answer your first question...
Because I know that's your other alternative.
Odegaard... Oh, I've probably got to go Nketiah today, really.
He was man of the match.
I'd go Odegaard and Nketiah, and I thought Gabriel was really good today.
Yeah, I thought Gabriel was good.
I think Partey had another good game again.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, Partey, yeah.
Apart from getting chopped by Rashford, he was sick apart from that, yeah.
Yeah, that was filthy for him.
It's just so weird Rashford. To see, as an Arsenal fan, it's so weird to be looking and seeing this Arsenal team and just, like, normally you go 1-0 down United, I think game over. But we went 1-0 down. I thought, wow, we actually could still win this. It's so...
Yeah.
Like, we're extending our league at the top.
Oh, yeah, sorry, you did.
We've got game in hand
instant
over City still.
Instant response as well.
It was a perfect response.
Yeah. Mentality monster.
Over the United game in hand.
They're hungry for it.
They're a different side. Arsenal are a different team. This is what's fucking me off, right? Oh, they're going to bottle it or this and that. This isn't Arsenal of 2 years ago. It's not even the same Arsenal from last year.
This is the
Arsenal.
We bottled
top four. It's a completely different team. All we can go off is what we've seen this season.
Yeah.
And what we've seen is they're the best team in England.
Can't you world
facts.
This is the Arsenal of Henri Vieira.
No, they're not. Let's not get too far.
Why not?
You think they're that good? They're not as good as that team.
All we can go on is this year.
Yeah, and they're sensational.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not.
Come on,
it's not invincible.
Oh, come on,
early 2000s.
Although this is actually the fifth best start in Premier League history.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Better than the Invincibles.
And only what is it? Only two teams went on to lose.
Two teams out of the top 10.
Only the top 10. Yeah,
top 10 is that what it was?
So my point is not as laughable as you are saying.
We've got to play City twice though.
But I'm not even joking.
Yeah, but
if we win one game out of those two,
I think Arsenal actually beat City.
If we win the home one, which I think we can.
Definitely. I think you can beat them away. They're beatable at home.
Arsenal are not scared of anyone right now. And that is crazy. Once the ball gets rolling in that bowling alley, it doesn't stop. Yeah. Even when it hits the pins, it doesn't stop. It just gets recycled. It keeps going. It's a great analogy. Arsenal are the bowling ball.
The problem you've had now is you've taken a phrase that you've used on the live stream and just incorporated it halfway through the analogy on the pod.
Arsenal are bowling ball with the gutters up. Can't fall off.
So you said that with Partey.
Yeah, with Partey, the barrier's up.
Yeah. It's right.
He's sensational.
Yeah.
I've been saying for weeks, I think they were in the league. I don't care what's happened in the past. They are the best team in the league.
Yeah, they are. So Arsenal win the league, City second. Who gets third, United or Newcastle?
United.
Man United.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
it's just silly.
It's just silly.
I mean, Man United.
Moral high ground.
Man United stringing a few performances when Newcastle's been doing it all season. All of a sudden, Man United's favourites for third. It's silly. It's silly.
Do you know how big you're getting for your boots?
Yeah, you're...
I've heard I might be getting too big for my boots.
Who said that?
Stormzy?
Way too big for your boots. You never be in your
boots. I disagree.
How much you want to bet on it?
Man United are more of a threat now. I haven't got that kind of money, mate.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. How much you want to bet on it? What are you willing to bet? You don't just have to be money. If you do a forfeit.
I'll do a forfeit, mate. I'm so confident that we'll finish Man United.
Okay, well, if you're that confident,
right,
you'll
give
do
me a forfeit to do and
shave your head.
Loser shaves
a beard though.
Loser shaves a head.
All right, then.
If you're that confident.
Yeah, all right then.
Deal.
Well, you have to shave your beard as well because I'm going to be bald everywhere.
Oh,
No, yours is
no, because then that's a double whammy.
No, my eyes would look like a complete egg, and you'll be a
partial egg. That is my fault. You're not a man yet.
We'll make an agreement. Yours is your head hair. Yours is your beard hair.
But Lewis,
I want us both to be eggs. I want us to both.
No, you both got to go. Yeah, but Lewis, you can see you shave your beard. You can grow that out if you need to.
No, the bet isn't look like an egg. The bet is shave your head.
Yeah, shave your head.
Why should you shave your head and I've got to shave my head and beard? That's a double whammy.
I'm confident. I'll do it. I don't care.
Wait, so the agreement. What, you're saying Newcastle third and you're saying City second? you're saying United third?
No, I'm saying when Newcastle finish above Man United.
Yeah, we're about okay.
Man United will finish above Newcastle, right. 100%.
Okay, that's confirmed.
Sweet ride.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, well.
But do you both agree that you think they're going to be third and fourth?
Yeah.
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 Who's debating?
Only because of our... let me look at the league.
I think they get
third. I want to see the points first.
I think they do.
I pray now, like...
Yeah, I feel like other teams are a little bit too far behind at this point.
I think I was expecting Newcastle to do more business in this January.
I think you're going to see us act later on.
Yeah,
they're not.
Yeah, definitely them two for third and fourth. Yeah.
When top four locked by January, boys.
Barely scraped past Fulham last week. Got very lucky. Very lucky.
That's silly. You're not going to be great every week, though. But you got the win.
Okay, you got very lucky against Fulham. Who did you play the week before? You were poor. Oh, I thought you were poor. You camped in against Arsenal. Didn't look once like a threat. Okay, they're the best team in the league.
Only team not to concede against Arsenal at the Emirates.
Then you got a 0-0 against a depleted Palace. You're not that good.
Your Man United got that exact same. Well, they drew with Palace as well.
Yeah, but that was different.
So it's different because it's Man United.
It's always different because Man United were pretty comfortable, got complacent and conceded a ridiculous last minute winner.
And we were absolutely dominant throughout. We only didn't finish our chances. We were absolutely dominant throughout and we just didn't finish our chances. We had a better draw if that existed.
What was your XG? What was the XG in the game?
I can't call the XG.
Statman Tom.
You think a 0-0 is a better draw than 1-1?
No, we were more dominant in that draw. It was our game to lose. It's Palace and Man United was a bit closer.
I haven't watched the highlights, so I can't comment, but I just think you're not as good as you think you are.
Oh, this is the fun bit, though, because we slowly find out, and then you'll slowly backtrack, and then next thing you know, you have no hair.
No hair.
You look at to take it to the other half of the table. You're looking all right with the Bournemouth shout now, though. They are jumping.
Yeah, I was hoping. Can we stop bringing that up? Because if they do,
I've got to keep mentioning it. Because if they don't get relegated, you're done.
Before
let's
stay at the top half of the table really quickly. United. They've obviously been linked with Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Could Kane return United to? Fergie years.
Yeah. What, get Alex Ferguson in?
Yeah. No, as in return to the dominant team that they always were. You think he will?
I think they could win it if they get Kim.
Yeah. Fuck off.
I actually do.
No.
Yeah.
But how does them getting Kane influence us losing games? Because it's ours to lose, no?
Oh, no, I'm not about this season.
Oh, right, generally. Okay, fair.
Kane makes United
exceptional.
Serious title contenders. Yeah. They'd still need another midfielder.
Yeah, they would.
Yeah,
I think today showed that they need another midfielder.
But they look good at the back.
Still conceded three, though. People keep saying they look good at the back. They conceded three goals.
Now, that's a shallow way of looking at it, though, isn't it?
No, but it's also fact.
They conceded three good goals today.
Yeah, three is a lot of goals.
The defense is really well.
But they're the best team in the league. They're playing against away from home.
Yeah. So...
So you don't think they defended well today on the whole?
Well, they defended all right, but they still conceded three.
We're at the best midfielder.
They still conceded three.
Oh, come on, man. You're being harsh.
And a shit keeper.
How good is Wan-Bissaka today?
You're being a little harsh.
You can say I'm being harsh, but they did actually concede three.
I'm backing
three.
Yeah, but
they did concede three. Do you know what I mean? Like, you say
you
they defended
conceded
well.
Twice,
yeah,
and
but
you conceded
two.
You didn't defend well.
We were very well defensively. They barely had a sniff.
But my point is, if a team concedes fucking five goals... And you say they defended.
They didn't know.
Yeah, but
they
just conceded five. Arsenal had so many opportunities.
But they didn't because they defended well. De Gea made some good saves.
But he
That's defending
save.
Well.
They still conceded three. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're being harsh. He's just agreeing because he fucking... Newcastle get 0-0s every week. So
we get the
They defended well.
You're viewing it.
They defended so well and they played so well. How do they let Nketiah score in the 90th minute?
I just said they defended well on the whole.
How do they let Nketiah score in the 90th minute then?
Again, it was a bit of a... I can't remember the goal now. What happened?
Bit of a fumble in the box.
Deflected fumble in the box, fell to him and he just nicks it
in. Oh, they defended so well then.
They did though. They did. Come on.
I think you're viewing it as zero-sum game.
They were just... Arsenal were just relentless with the pressure. It's going to happen. You can't stop...
Have a free time.
You can't stop shots all game, can you?
Well, if you defend well, you can.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, it's true, though. Am I being harsh?
I'm
Maybe
completely
being harsh.
Three goals went in. You can't defend well and concede three.
That's true.
I don't agree.
It's true, though.
So did Arsenal defend well today?
Oh, fine. So say United lose three. Say they don't score the two goals, yeah? And United lost 3-0. Would you then go and say, but they defended well, though?
I said on the whole, in most parts, they defended well.
Yeah. But my point is,
none of the goals came from like mistakes or bad defending.
Rashford doesn't score a worldie.
It wasn't bad defending, though.
Yeah, you're viewing it as a scoreline offers no nuance. Like, because there's an X amount number on the scoreline, then whatever's interpreted in the game doesn't matter.
Let's say you lost 10-0 today and every single goal was like the Rashford goal. Yeah. Is that bad defending?
Well, they need to close the player down better. Xhaka got
sometimes goals are just good.
I know. But
it's very hard to defend.
Yeah, but Arsenal's goals weren't the Rashford goal.
The first Saka's, one's an Saka's unbelievable
that's
goal.
That's yeah,
okay. Saka's is a worldie. And the third one, it's late on in the game. Things
but
like that
point
happen.
Is this, yeah?
It's not bad defending.
If Rashford don't score the worldie, and who scored the second one? I wasn't
Martinez.
Here. Martinez doesn't score that, and it is 3-0 Arsenal. Would you be sat here now discussing about how well do United defend?
United's defending has got nothing to do with their goals.
I see your point, but I still would say they're.
I'm not saying United defended well because there's only one goal in the game.
Yeah,
I'm saying United defended well because none of the goals were defensive errors.
I'm only playing devil's advocate.
You've got to realise, like, a lot of the time, if there's more chances created, there's more defensive actions, right? So in games, for example, not to bring Newcastle up, but in games where it's tight, cagey, 0-0 and nothing's created, objectively, there's a great bit of defending going on because they've not conceded or scored a goal.
Yeah.
But like the amount of chances in that game alone.
So would you say Arsenal?
Maybe I'll change the way I word. Defensively as a whole, they could have defended better because the midfield defensively were poor.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the back five. Yeah. United's back five today were good.
So would you say Arsenal defended badly when their XG conceded was like 0.2, but they actually conceded two goals?
But that kills your argument.
Yeah, a little bit.
But that's what I'm saying. Would you say that though?
I say Arsenal defended well today, yeah. And there was many times like when Partey covered, they didn't really get sliced through. They weren't hit on the break,
Ramsdale
really.
Made a great save.
Ramsdale made a great save.
Unbelievable save.
But then you could argue, because you made a defensive error, the goalie, is that bad defending? I don't know.
At the end of the day, Arsenal played better and scored more goals, so won.
You're the better team by far, I'd say.
Yeah. Is it Arsenal's to lose now?
Yeah.
yeah. Like 4.5 minutes ago, he said that, no?
8 points.
5.
That's still
but
20
game
games remaining. 20.
No,
19
not.
Now?
No, there's not.
19 now. Yeah.
It's halfway stage. The fifth best half.
One off.
Yeah.
It's the fifth best points tally in Prem history at this stage.
Yeah, and only two out of the top 10 best starts to the Premier League.
I've never won it.
And
one of those was Liverpool against
City,
100
had,
points.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, is that the 14-point lead they had?
No, it was when...
92 and 91, wasn't it?
No, 98. No, wasn't it? The season... Didn't City get 99 and Liverpool got 97?
Something like that. It was something like that. Look,
yeah, it's that's a real shame. Offline, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From an unbelievable North London team to, quite frankly, a bit of a dead team. Spurs. Conte out. He apparently wants out. He's not there next year, is he?
Oh, no, absolutely not. They've drawn an ultimatum, haven't they?
I think this is the beginning of the end for Spurs. No Conte. Kane will go United. Son will go Barca. And the Spurs will go back to being mid-table.
I think it'll be the other way around. I think it'll be the best thing to happen to him.
But what if Kane goes as well?
Yeah, I think it'll take the pressure off one man having to lead, fucking do everything. They'll get a shitload of money to reinvest, hopefully well. It'll take Conte away. This myth about, well, he wins everywhere, so it's not his fault. It's everyone else's fault. No, he's been dog shit
all
season.
What did they do with the Gareth Bale money?
Yeah, you're talking 10 plus years ago.
Well, Was it called the Magnificent Seven?
Yeah, but just because they spent money badly then doesn't mean they're always going to spend it badly. Although you could argue again, their signings, we were saying at the start of the year how good the signings looked and they've been poor.
Yeah.
Basuma, what the fuck's like?
Yeah, he's been poor.
But
selling Kane's got a bit might finally get a game.
I think selling Kane's got to be the best thing that can happen for everybody.
Yeah.
Surely.
All he's wanted out for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He just leaves for free anyway. So it's not a new contract, is it?
They've got no option. They need to cash in now.
They got Richarlison ready to take over the ranks.
Richarlison.
I think Spurs are too far. They won't go back to mid-table, but they're too far gone in terms of facilities and the way they're trying to set the
stadiums
club up.
Acceptable.
Yeah, they're gonna.
Reeves gonna get a tour of this at the end of the season.
A tour
of the Spurs stadium.
From who?
Do you actually think I'm going to lose?
Well, we'll touch on that later in the show. Karen.
Okay.
Would you say...
I think it would be a blessing in disguise losing, but Conte has to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you say, has Conte been a failure at Spurs?
Yes.
Yeah. He was set to win. And
I suppose he got him into fourth, didn't he? But you know what he stinks of?
Warren
Mourinho.
Trump. Yeah. Them types of managers.
That style, it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Just doesn't. He's got no plan B.
He's shite as well.
When you're not winning, it's so bad.
So who in the summer replaced him? Tuchel?
Poch.
Tuchel's. Tuchel's said he's interested, isn't he?
Yeah.
London.
He'll come back for revenge and it will make it his mission.
That would be beat a Chelsea. Great signing, Tuchel at Spurs, I think.
Do you think he'll do it?
Tommy T.
Gonna do it? Don't do it.
Why not, mate? Yeah. I think he likes the Prem.
Where did I say the other day?
Do you think Spurs need to up their game ASAP? Otherwise, they risk of falling behind to the teams such as Brighton, Brentford, Fulham.
No.
What's a club?
They're not going
to
fall
behind. Just the result.
This season, maybe, but it's a write off anyway, isn't it?
I think they look at this season as a write off. Yeah, they still will be insane to themselves. We can get top four.
What you say and what you actually feel is two different things, isn't it?
So goddamn right.
Do you think they can get top four?
No.
They can.
Top four?
They can't because Newcastle and Man United are just so much better.
I don't think Conte even thinks they can.
I know. Yeah. I don't think they will. Say Spurs get back to like their best of the end of last season. That's a better team than Newcastle.
Yeah. It is, I didn't even see it. I didn't see a word. But you switched the camera to yourself, so I know that you're not there,
man. No,
the slight shake of the head, just like.
Would you not agree with that?
Well,
back end of the last season.
I agree.
But like, look at Son.
Yeah, the drop off is insane.
Son deserves so much better than Spurs.
Does he though with his performances this season?
No, he does. He belongs at Barcelona. Such a Barca signing.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Especially in recent years, he's such a Barca signing.
Well, imagine how many fans Spurs will lose if he goes.
Yeah.
Because that is a lot of commercial money.
I love Sonny, but this year...
Can Spurs win a trophy this year?
No.
I don't think so.
What do they win?
Don't know. What are they in?
You know what's annoying is I said at the start of the season, I think they would win something as well.
So did I. I did as well.
And you said Haaland would stink. That's... Jesus Christ. So your top six is what, Callum? Well, halfway through the season, Arsenal. Give me your top six.
Arsenal to win it easily, I think. I can see them doing City home and away. Nice. Arsenal, City, Man United, Newcastle. Just a mid off, innit? Chelsea, Brighton.
Brighton sixth. I don't.
Where's the better
top? I think. Yeah, yeah.
Where's Liverpool?
Wouldn't talk about Liverpool. I don't think.
Brighton in Europa League.
Yeah.
I've got Chelsea fifth as well.
Burnley's done it. Fulham's done it.
I think I really rate Potter, and I think these signings are good. I think they've finally made good signings.
Do you like Mudrick?
Yeah.
But as a footballer,
I love him. I love him both. No, what I was saying on the stream, I think, yeah, it's very rare I watch players and within little cameos and think, oh, but yesterday I thought that's a fucking player that is. You see the likes of Martinelli and Saka getting so much praise and that lately, it's because they beat players. There's very few players in the modern game that run and beat players. Yeah, that's why those players have rated so highly. Mm-hmm. Because look, Grealish doesn't really beat players one-on-one, but went for 100 million. Mahrez doesn't really beat players one-on-one and skin players.
I think Jack Grealish does do that.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't really. He doesn't.
Yeah,
not the way they do. Having that pace and also the intricacy of his feet as well, like in the box when I know he hit the side netting, but it's rare to come by, that is, to have that much technique and raw
pace.
And you
signing to take the game by the scruff of its neck as well. So I know it ended 0-0, but it's impressive.
And they got João Félix to come back.
Baller as well. He's another one. Like even in that little cameo at Fulham, things didn't come off him, but you watch him and go, that's a fucking player, that is. Like,
not make Tim Ream, I mean. Come on.
He's been very good this season.
Tom, what's your top six?
Who did you go third?
Man United.
You've changed your tune.
No, I haven't.
Oh.
No, I have not changed my tune.
Arsenal Arsenal, United, City, Newcastle, Chelsea, and then Liverpool.
Hang about.
What? That's
City.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's back out of chest as well.
Why though?
I don't. City are not moving me at all this season.
Just a
although the problem is, I don't know how many big games they've got left. I think the bigger, better teams can beat. Actually, what's
they got
the
a big
point
robot
different?
Up top, bagging hat tricks still.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry. It's 6 points. No, sorry. City second, United third. But I think it'll be close. I think United will catch them close. The City don't drop enough points against the shitty teams because they've got Haaland. But Arsenal will beat them twice. No one else will. You've still got a play, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you ain't beating them.
3-3 last time.
Yeah, no.
Brighton might, but yeah, that's the problem with City. As much as they're not at their best, and I think you can get at them. I don't know who's going to beat them other than Arsenal.
But they've got Diaz and a few others coming back as well.
I don't really Diaz.
You don't see him playing.
I don't really rate him.
Really?
I said at the start, Stones was my no. Oh, you're on about Liverpool or City?
What about Diaz?
You don't rate Ruben Diaz?
Sorry.
I think he's their worst centre-half. Third best.
On the ball, yeah, but not in terms of...
Who's number one?
And this man's 22 years old. John Stones is their best centre-half. Yeah, John Stones' best centre-half in world football, though. That's different.
My guy.
No, Van Dijk's still the best.
Finally.
From Bandle.
Big jump from down.
No, yeah. Van Dijk's still the best, but...
Is he?
Yeah. Not this season.
Fucking hell.
Thiago Silva's been better than...
Yeah, I agree. Nah, who was it they played the other day? And he was fucking towing a caravan, Thiago Silva. Who was it?
Probably Palace, maybe.
Was it Palace?
Yeah, they played him at home, didn't they?
It on the telly?
Might have been. It was a Super Sunday.
I don't know.
Reeve, give us your top six then.
Arsenal, City, United, sorry, Lou.
But Newcastle third.
Hate to see it.
It's okay, man.
No, the other one, Manchester. Newcastle, Liverpool, Spurs.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
No Chelsea.
I think half a season.
Brighton, Fulham.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They can't not turn it around, man.
There is only 2 points. I'm going to go Arsenal, City, Newcastle, Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool.
No Spurs. Spurs seventh.
Yeah.
Wow. To be fair, if Kane goes whenever.
Yeah.
If Kane goes in January, I think that's entirely possible.
No, he ain't going to go.
He's not going to go in January. And there's no way. Okay. They just bought Vard Veghorst.
Oh, yeah, they have.
Marshall's
made of glass. So Veghorst is going to be like the first strike.
Veghorst, yeah. Before we move on, we've got a game.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he's got to do...
He forgot about that, didn't he?
He's got to do it for four people this time. Have you even got four names?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this game is Lewis will assign us each a random player or manager, and we have 60 seconds to explain why they are better than the other person that is being assigned to other people.
Okay.
So we'll all get assigned a player. You have to explain why that person is better than all the other players. However... You have to say they are better, even if you don't believe it.
Oh, it's a lot easier when I'm prepared for this, you know.
Oh, right.
Let us know in the comments who you think is the best out of the players we're about to get given.
Well, it's slightly different today because we're doing managers.
I figured that might be the case because you put /manager.
Yeah, change it up. So we've got managers. So,
fuck.
Theo, you have Conte.
No, give me Arteta.
No.
That's a long day for Theo. That is a long day.
Reeve, you have Jose Mourinho.
Are we going all time?
All time.
Okay.
Oh, just out of the selection, best out of the selection compared to the others. We'll skip you, Tom, for a sec.
Eddie Howe.
Colin, you have Guardiola.
Oh.
Fuck you, come man. On. Why are we just always meant to have Guardiola?
No, you have Steve Bruce.
Why is Steve Bruce the best?
Right, see you later, lads. Nice to see you all anyway. No, come on, he's mine.
Whoa. Oh, you're getting mini prep.
Fuck off. 60 seconds, you've got to tell us why Steve Bruce is best.
Right, we'll start with Tom, no?
Yeah, Tom, go on.
What the fuck? What do you mean? Come on, give me a real one.
That's your real one.
Prove it.
It's on the document, man. You haven't got it because it's a surprise. Come on, you got this. Talk about Hull City in the final.
I'll start if you want.
Go on, Em.
Yeah. Antonio.
Are you being serious? That's actually my fucking manager.
Yeah. I actually think Conte's the best manager here. I think Pep is so over.
Yeah, I think Bruce is.
No, Pep, no, he is. Conte's been doing it for longer. He's a serial winner. He's won Premier Leagues, FA Cups, Serie A's. He dominated Italian football. He just knows how to win, really, doesn't he? He's got a great haircut, great hair transplant.
Yeah, really important. He'll hit football management, that.
The thing with Conte is that he could go to any club except Spurs and do well. Whereas I think if Pep went to Spurs, he wouldn't do very well.
Know. Because the best don't drop to the level of Spurs, do they?
Let me finish.
Well, hang on, I'm not finished yet.
Sorry, sorry.
Antonio Conte is Italian. He loves great food. Great cook, great chef.
How do you know
Fuck
that?
Me.
He has a good sense of humour. And most importantly, the job he's doing at Spurs is helping every other team in the Premier League.
And time.
Wowee.
Amazing.
2 out of 10.
Right.
Ready?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we can comfortably agree that Jose Mourinho is the best candidate amongst this four. He obviously has managed probably the best Premier League team of all time in the Chelsea 04-05, conceding only 15 goals for an entire Premier League season. I mean, that is ridiculous. The Porto Champions League team that he took to victory is widely respected as one of the greatest sort of sporting fairy tales within the Champions League. Mourinho, everybody thought he was washed. He went to Roma and then won the
Conference League.
Yeah, which is another trophy for him. If you consider Sir Alex Ferguson and obviously other names that aren't part of this conversation.
Wenger.
Exactly. Mourinho is in that caliber of management. I think no matter where he goes, he does a successful job. He's also been on the Tottenham Hotspur Amazon Prime series. And that told Danny Rose he was shy.
And so. Also mentioned to Dele Alli that he's about to ruin his career. And he would have won Spurs' first trophy in a long, long time if they didn't fire him.
And time.
Wait, hang on. Do I not get 10 more seconds? Because he started fucking chatting over my bit.
I got you back.
Help charge you in, if anything. Yeah.
Mourinho number one, obviously. Come on.
Let me get my stopwatch out, sir.
Do I have to use the full 60?
No.
I recommend
the full 60. Theo took 10 seconds of mine.
Right. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Tottenham Hotspur, Inter Milan, Juventus.
Barry.
Who's your manager again?
Mourinho.
Mourinho. Roma, Manchester United, Chelsea, Real Madrid, Sheffield United, Huddersfield Town, Wigan Athletic, Crystal Palace, Birmingham City, Sunderland, Hull City, Sheffield Wednesday, West Bromwich Albion. This is football heritage. Anyone can manage those teams and be a success. Have one of those managers gained promotion with Hull City?
No.
Doubt it.
Have any of those managers kept Birmingham City or Wigan Athletic in the Premier League?
No.
Have any of those managers sunk 5 pucker pies in one night? Thank you and good night.
Well done. Well done.
Do you even mention who your manager was?
No, I don't know who he is.
Oh, it's Steve Bruce.
Just talking about your FM career, bro.
Right. Guardiola.
Am I supposed to follow that?
You've got Pep Guardiola, mate.
How are you supposed to follow Elvis like that? Fuck's sake.
3, 2, 1, go.
Well, Steve Bruce might be better looking, but Pep Guardiola. Wow. Brought up under Cruyff, under one of the best managers ever. Where's he been? He's found success everywhere he's been. At Barcelona, coaching best side to ever exist.
True. Yeah, fair play.
Any argument there?
Hull City 06.
Apart from Hull City with gorgeous Steve Bruce. Yeah, he's just beautiful, isn't he? He's easily best. Come on, let's be real. He just is the best. Who gets near him?
We can't answer. You've got to do.
Oh, well. You just said that he's the best for 25 seconds. He is the best.
Yeah, but what's he done?
Yeah, I'm not convinced.
What's he done? He's
I'm
won
not
everything. Convinced. He's won everything there is to win. Mm. Everything. What has he not won?
World Cup.
The championship, Steve Bruce has.
Was he won Premier Leagues? I don't know. You haven't told
Portugal's
that.
Sexiest man of the year.
Exactly that.
No, that's mine.
Mourinho, yeah. Well, can Mourinho pull off a ball dead?
Wow, you've
exactly.
No, you've had
beat that.
You've been given the biggest alley-oop of all time. And I actually think the people watching would put Steve Bruce out of
there. Follow that.
I think I might have won this. I think I might have won this with the club ruiner.
What about Conte?
Fucking arguments alone.
Your argument was the best.
He is the best.
You've glorified a League Two manager in your argument.
He's the best.
Okay, guys, who is the best manager out of them three? I'm going to go with Steve Bruce.
Hang on.
That's not how it works. We're trying to work out whether or not we think yours is true or false. That's part of the game.
Okay, guys, do you think I believe that Conte's the best out of the four?
No.
No.
You just put your hand up as a Steve Bruce.
Okay, I don't believe it.
Who do you think is the best manager?
No, I'll leave it to the end.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Do I think Mourinho is the best manager?
Oh. I'm going to go with no.
Yes.
He's made you look a right knob.
Yeah, I think Pep. Well, don't matter. Don't make a difference to me. I think Pep.
Do we believe I think Potato Head is the best manager out of the four?
No.
Based off your fandom of West Bromwich Albion, I'd probably
sold
say
it. You really sold it.
Yeah, I probably. Oh,
I'd say I gave the best argument.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh.
Yeah,
best. Well, you just read out his list of teams he's managed.
But you don't believe that he eats pies.
The fact he can down 5 pies.
You don't believe it, though.
No. Oh, no, I'd hate him with a passion.
And do you believe Pep is the best?
Not off of that one, I just said no. But yeah, I
actually
do.
Does, yeah.
So you think Pep's the best, you think Pep's the best,
yeah.
You think Pep's the best. I actually think Mourinho's the best.
Really?
I do, yeah. Longevity, he's done it without, well, barring Chelsea, I'm talking about more like Porter.
I'd argue Pep's done it for longer.
Lack of adaptability for Mourinho.
No, but Pep's no,
in
also
fact,
been
no, no, in fact, he has done it for
I
longer.
I know Mourinho obviously at Chelsea was similar, but Pep's been given unlimited budget ever he's gone.
Yeah, Mourinho didn't spend
Mourinho
much,
did it at Porto, he did it at Roma. Like, come on. It's Mourinho.
What do you mean he did it at Roma?
Don't when you realise you've said something.
Then you go, oh, he probably devil's advocate. Even though you said you
he
think
did
he's
do
the
it at Roma.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
But they've got fucking money, mate.
He brought European winning football back to Rome.
Yeah, because they deserve to be that level of European
I'm not
prestige.
Slating Mourinho, but Pep has never had a spell like the Spurs spell or the Man United spell.
He's only done it at free club.
Or the twice he's got sacked from Chelsea.
He's been at
Pep's managerial and season finishes are 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2.
And wherever he goes, he transforms that country. Yeah.
But so does Mourinho. Everywhere he goes, he does well. Let's face it.
No.
He
but
doesn't
not,
transform
not
countries.
Pep finished second with that Man United team Mourinho had.
Probably
not.
Maybe not, I don't like that argument because then...
I don't like that argument.
I could genuinely say, could Pep get that whole team promoted like Steve Bruce?
Well, there you go.
Maybe
Steve
not.
Bruce.
That doesn't make Steve Bruce a better fucking manager.
Well, look, we're going to leave that one there.
There's only one out of these four managers
believe
that
Mourinho?
Changes football culture where he goes, man.
Mourinho.
And that's...
Steve Bruce, because he nearly liquidates the clubs.
Do I even believe Mourinho's the best?
Yeah, you said you did.
Find out next week on Pitch Side.
Find out 5 minutes ago and rewind when he said, I think Mourinho's the best.
We're not doing it next week. It'll be a different topic.
My middle name is Devil's Advocate.
No, right.
Double barrel, decent.
Yeah, Theo Devil Advocate Baker. Anyways, lads, speaking of Pep Guardiola, he went on a bit of a rant. He's talking about a big... Dick.
I like
dig.
It. Whoa. It's not that
dig,
type of show.
Big dig at you, the fans. Did you see it?
I liked it.
Really? Well,
it's honest.
I liked
it. He didn't hold back in his post-match interview. He said, City are missing passion, fire and desire. And to win for minute one, it's the same with our fans. They are silent for 45 minutes. They booed because we were losing, not because we play badly.
For those listening on Spotify, Pep isn't in the studio, by the
way. He basically called City fans... like a library assistant.
No, yeah. He said the home fans. He said, my away fans are the best. I love them. He says, at home, we need more support. I like it. I think, one, he's right. And do you want to know one of the main factors? And he did this at, I think it was Barca or...
Well, it's only one or two. So.
I don't think it was Bayern. I think it was Barca. He was on about... one of the main factors is the atmosphere at the Emirates this season. He's seen that and it makes a difference. It does make a difference. Yeah. It makes a massive difference.
Just watched it.
All stemmed from the new Arsenal Ultras.
Yeah, or even like Old Trafford last week was bouncing. You're telling me that doesn't play a little factor when they go 1-1 and it's on top.
Yeah, was it?
Definitely makes a difference.
I saw the video clip of... Riyad Mahrez celebrating his goal against Spurs and he runs off to that section of the fans and then there's like
yeah, yeah.
There's no limbs, man.
Well, we went to a City game, the Sevilla game, but I went to the Dortmund game as well. And there's certain sections he's quite loud. Like the sections by the away fans. And when I've been as an away fan, I've found the atmosphere to be good. But
is that because it's European night though?
No, I've been to Albion. Okay. I've seen it really, like, when they had the Rubinho and that, really good atmospheres. But the problem is, the same way when we first got promoted to the Premier League, every fucking week was like a cup final, it's buzzing. Now, if we go up, it's pretty standard. City fans are bored.
Yeah, they're too used to it.
But that's what I'm saying. Have the City fans, or have Man City in general, has a team lost their hunger and desire?
Yeah, they've acclimatized.
They lost their fight.
A little bit or not.
No, maybe you just get a bit, anymore. You just get maybe a bit complacent. Yeah. Do you think Arsenal would be like this, the fans, if you hadn't?
No fucking chance.
You weren't 20 years waiting for. I remember Highbury was never like this.
Yeah.
The Emirates is at the minute.
Yeah.
I think it's 50-50 because I do agree with him and I think he's right, but then it's also a bit embarrassing for City fans.
Yeah, it is like, I don't think they would like that though from Pep. Do you reckon they'll turn?
No way. After everything he's given to the club, no chance. Hasn't he signed a 2027 deal or whatever it is?
Really?
Oh, I did it a while ago, but yeah.
He's there for two.
You know how Pep's sort of gone back and forth with his whole, like, I don't care about the league, I do care about the league, you know, that whole thing.
But he loves winding the media.
Yeah,
I know.
But do you think he thinks he can catch Arsenal?
Of course he can.
Yeah.
They've got to play him twice.
Yeah,
you're telling me he doesn't think he can win them two games?
Robot's two ahead of the Premier League.
Previous Golden Boot.
Golden Boot from last year.
Yeah.
And it's January.
In 20 games.
And 25. 23 was last year, was a Golden Boot. Harry Kane's going to beat last year's Golden Boot record and still not win the Golden Boot.
So we're halfway through. He's on course to get 50 goals in the Prem.
Just under. He's on 25 and 20.
Fucking nerd.
I just hate, you know what? I really hate you.
Yeah, honestly, shut
up. It's more than 15 for the season that I said.
Good to see KDB get back in the goal contributions again. He sort of had a bit of a lull period for KDB standard.
I just think City have had a bit of a dull spell for like a month. And the way Arsenal keep winning, it's been overhyped. You mean
City's dull spell a bit? Yeah. I see what you mean.
But they showed good resilience when they obviously came back from a losing Spurs. Like, and Spurs to the Spurs. Are we surprised?
No.
No, we're not surprised. You could say that actually Spurs' new signings didn't do well for them against Man City. So we're going to go ahead and discuss what have been the best signings this year.
I've got 10 to 1.
10 to 1. What odds?
10 to 1.
So we've all come up with a list of our 10 best signings, and they can be from...
No. We have to do it in order, Theo.
Yeah.
Order them right now because you haven't ordered them.
Yeah, but they have to be from either this summer or this January. So it's this season's signings, okay?
We can't put this January in. No one's played a game yet, have they?
Yeah, but you never know.
Just put in fucking...
They might have played other games.
Mudrick at one.
They might have played other games for other clubs in the Premier League. So you know that's going to be a good sign. That's a good signing.
Is it not performance based?
No, so you have to good rank it.
Just your own opinion.
Yeah, you can. So yeah,
whatever you think.
Classic Reeve not understanding the question.
Yeah. I've understood it fully, man. My list is fucking class.
Is it fucking class, right?
So I go first?
No.
Yeah, I'll go first. In a number 10, Bernd Leno.
Ooh.
Number 9, Lissandro Martinez.
Good shout.
Well, hang on, wait for my top 4. Number 8, Zinchenko. No response for that one?
No, but we're
number 7, one. Nick Pope.
Was that in the summer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Number 6, Christian Eriksen. Number 5, I know he's currently injured, but for what he provided in the first half of the season, Gabriel Jesus. Number 4, João Paulinho of Fulham. Number 3, Erling Haaland.
Three?
Yeah, wait for it.
That's embarrassing.
Number 2, Sven Botman.
No, that's embarrassing.
Honestly, you actually... If I said that out loud, I would get crucified.
Why is that so unpopular?
Sven Botman, he's transformed their entire defence.
He's not... Haaland's broken the goal record from last season and we're halfway through it.
City on top of the league.
Oh,
no.
As a club, I'm talking about their impact to the club.
I'm with Theo on this.
His man has 25 goals. in the Premier League.
You've done this before and you got crucified for it before. Let me have this one. And then number one, Casemiro.
He said Sven. Oh, fucking.
Nah.
I don't see a problem.
I'm talking about the impact that the players bought have had for the clubs that they played for. Haaland.
No,
has
the question is who've been the best signings?
And they are the best.
How is Haaland not the best signing?
Yeah, so dumb.
Because the impact that Sven Botman has made to Newcastle has taken them from a fucking 15th place team.
But that's multiple signings have done that. He's not done it on his own.
He's the best defender in the league, and they've got 12. They've got more clean.
What?
He is this season.
No, he's not.
Saliba. Yeah.
Martinez has been better
Stones.
As well.
They've got
and
more
Stones.
They've got
Stones.
More clean sheets than goals conceded this season. And you're not going to put it down.
Sven Botman hasn't lost in the Premier League.
He's never lost a game in the Prem.
Good for him.
Well, it is, really.
I'm not
Before we
that.
Move on, I'm going to quickly finish numbering them.
What?
Numbering my things.
Okay.
You're getting crucified. Dude.
I'm not getting crucified.
I don't think that's crazy.
Mate, name a thing that Haaland does when he is not involved in goals.
But he scores every game.
He doesn't score every game.
He costs more, though.
I literally he's got more goals to game ratio.
Yeah, because he's got four hat-tricks.
That's pretty
other games where he's not involved. Like
25 goals.
Mate, watch when he plays a game and he's not involved in the goal scoring, he doesn't do anything.
But Man United
beat Manchester City because he did fuck up.
No, it was not because of Haaland.
Yes,
come
it
on.
Was,
it's because they didn't create enough.
What are you talking about? Yeah, but that's
they did not create enough.
But their focal point is him. And when it doesn't get to him, they have nothing.
And how often when they didn't have a nine, as good as they were, their false nine would drop and create, and then they didn't how often they didn't have that player in, like, or Jesus would miss chances.
Yeah, but they had a Sterling or they had a Foden to convert that, man.
I'm not having that. I can't believe you're trying to. You're Rory Jennings.
I'm not Rory Jennings.
He should. You're worse than Rory.
He shouldn't walk number one just because he's got 25 goals, by the way. Because yes, there's other players that have had bigger impacts. If Casemiro doesn't join Manchester United, they're not even competing for top four. Never mind.
It's such a ridiculous number.
He can't score 50 goals for Man City and not be number one.
It's such a ridiculous number he scored. You can't not put it one.
Yeah, that's very true.
Nah.
Yeah. Okay, what if he'd scored 100 goals by now? Would you put him top?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's the same
but that doesn't change anything.
Because
they've gone from first to second.
Because if they scored 100 goals, they probably would have more points this year.
No, because in the no, he scores in the exact same games, but he scored 100.
What, so he scores 90 goals in a game.
No, he scores like instead of the hat tricks, he scored like 25.
Yeah.
But that's still not that doesn't.
Nah, it's common revel.
No, it's not.
Okay, what if he scored 50 by this point? So instead of the hat tricks, he scored six in those games.
Because realistically, he'd probably do more in those other games, wouldn't he?
No, I'm saying no. I'm telling you. Let's say, for argument's sake, in the games he scored hat tricks in, was it three games or four games?
Four hat tricks.
Instead of four hat tricks, he scored four double hat tricks. Would you put him first? Because he doesn't change anything in the league. They're still exactly the same position. But he would have scored an extra 12 goals.
Yeah, but
thirty-seven goals in twenty games
is very different to 25 and 20. It is, mate.
It's
that's an entire Harry Kane's worth of goals.
No, but your argument is it's not just the amount of goals he scored. It's they haven't.
No,
he hasn't impacted.
No, my argument for the list was players that have changed their clubs.
That's
situation.
Not the question.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
why'd you get a transfer? Because you want the club to progress.
You buy Haaland to score goals and he's got more goals than games.
But he's also missed loads of chances as well.
Oh, shut up.
He hasn't missed that many.
He has missed quite a few.
But he scored 25 goals and you're saying he should have scored more.
No, I'm saying if you look objectively, he's the best striker in this list, by the way. So I'm just saying defensively, other people have had bigger impacts.
Alert.
You can't hang on. You're saying Sven Botman doesn't deserve to be above Haaland when he's conceded less goals than he has clean sheets this entire fucking year.
Yeah, but Haaland scores all the goals, whereas Sven's
no, he
got,
doesn't though.
Sven's got Dan no. Burn, he's got Kieran Trippier, he's got Nick Pope,
and Nick Pope's on this list as well.
Look at Frim.
Sven Botman undefeated this year in the Premier League.
Why is Kieran Trippier not on the list?
Oh yeah. No, that was January.
Yeah, it was last season.
Anyways,
season before that.
Here's my list. Oh, did you not see me wink at the camera? I knew that.
No, you didn't. You would.
All right, number 10 for me, Leno to Fulham.
She copied that.
I literally wrote this list beforehand.
What are you putting at?
I've only got 10 things.
You've never even shown it.
You're triggered because you've put Botman above Haaland. You're going to get hate. Number 9.
I'm actually going to get a lot of love for that.
Number 9. I don't know if this is actually allowed. Ericsson to United.
Why would that not be allowed?
It's this season.
That's okay. Sorry, I don't know if we're Leonard Fulham, Ericsson to United. 9-8. Willian to Fulham.
No way. No way.
If on a free.
Well, Jesus. On a free. Andreas Pereira is better than him then, if you're going
to
put him
on a free. Number 7, Ben Mee to Brentford.
I've got Mee on mine.
Number 6.
No way.
He's been really good.
Number 6, Andreas Pereira to Fulham. Number 5, Jesus to Arsenal. Number 4, Botman to Newcastle. Number 3, Zinchenko to Arsenal.
Ooh.
Number 2, Casemiro to United. Number 1, Haaland to City.
No Pope or Paulinho in that list.
No.
That's really poor.
No Pope's crazy.
Yeah, yeah,
crazy.
Nick Pope's ridiculous.
£10 million.
Yeah, yeah, Pope.
All right, fine. That's Pope at 10 owns of Leno.
That's a common.
Kill me, shoot me next time. Paulinho's
Fulham's best signing. And you put 3 above him.
Yeah.
No. Okay, I'm going.
So
that's a farewell for not watching ball there.
So let me get this straight. I disagree with you and you disagree with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Extra clearing that up.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, decent that.
Okay, I'm going.
Have you done one as well?
Yeah, I got one.
Yes, sick.
I've gone Trossard at 10.
I was so close to including Trossard.
Ben Mee at 9. Zinchenko at 8. Leno at 7. Pope at 6. Jesus at 5. Botman at 4. Martinez at 3. Casemiro 2, Haaland 1.
That's probably the best one list I've heard so far. That's common, Tom.
How is there no love for João Paulinho, by the way? Fulham are 6th because of him.
He's been he probably could have gone in for Trossard. I just think for the money, Trossard's going to be better.
That's also, Fulham are doing well also because of Mitrovic, Pereira, Leno. No, a few other players.
But he's literally, he's been their best player this season.
Yes,
I agree.
He's so fucking good.
Yeah, I think Tim Ream's been unreal for him. Tim Ream's been one of their best players.
He's been good, but he's not a transfer.
No, but you said he's been their best player.
Any love for a Kanji here?
Just
I considered him a little bit, but not really. There's so much rotation that it's not.
The problem is because of that. How much was he?
Probably quite a lot, right?
17 mil, I think.
Oh, really?
That's not too. But I mean, like when you got, like, in my opinion, Ben Mee for free.
Yeah.
With
Willian
team,
for free.
With a team who you'd say should be bottom three.
Everyone thought Willian's career was done and he's gone to collect a few.
Yeah, he's not even top 20.
Not gone to collect.
Yeah, he's like 30.
But as a signing on free, it's pretty good signing, actually, to come through. It's been a decent signing,
but when we're talking about the best signings in the last year or so, it's a common THL.
You buy someone to score against their ex clubs, you buy Willian.
What, did he score against Chelsea
game,
when he played
for the one game?
Oh yeah.
Did he?
Oh yeah.
He did.
Go on, Cal.
Right.
Here we go, lad.
Kamara 10th for Villa.
Interesting.
He's been insane.
You
can't say Villa
are
spitting
up
forward.
But he is good. He is good.
Villa are shit.
They've got most points since Emery came in.
They've been alright since he's come in.
Alright.
They got battered by Leeds the other day.
I don't care.
They won it though.
I don't care. We're talking about performance.
This is the Haaland thing, isn't it?
No, Reeve, you have no legs to stand on after Haaland.
I do. Because if you're talking about out and out performance.
We'll see.
Kamara, 10th. Estupinian, 9th.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Like that.
Paulinho. Ben Mee. Jesus. Martinez. And then top 4, Pope. Then Haaland in 3rd.
Thank you.
Then Botman, then Casemiro.
Top 3. Game back on this show, mate. That's the guy that knows fucking football.
You bring players in to make an impact on
the
team. And Casemiro and Botman have
done
that.
Look at how they've transformed the club.
100%. What more?
How
can you score 25 goals and say it's not an impact on the team?
Yeah, thank you. No. How can you? So it doesn't matter what Haaland does, because they won the league last year, technically he cannot elevate City from the way Newcastle have gone. Just because Newcastle were fucking dog shit and now they've signed some half decent players, that doesn't make them better signings than the best striker in the world for the last 6 months. For fucking no money as well. We're talking about a £200 million player. They got for £50 million. Yeah, he scored 25
it's
goals.
It's not no money, is it? Because he gets
it
like...
It is, it's peanuts.
He gets like 600 grand.
How much is Pepe?
What?
How much is Pepe?
Yeah, but that's, you're just running back.
No, we're talking about signings, not fucking wages and how much their cat's fucking insurance is. We're talking about signings. He's got £50 million for a goal record we've never seen. So City have dominated for the last 5-6 years. Not one player's... at this stage has even scored half the goals he had. Sir Aguero never even got close to 25 goals at this stage. Yeah, and we're talking about a ridiculous signing. He's by far the best signing.
But you're discrediting what the others have done to the
Butman. He's a really good defender.
I'm not discrediting it. I'm saying it's impossible for any player. They could have signed God and he wouldn't have elevated City the way those players have elevated United and Newcastle just because they came into shit shows.
You're my spirit animal.
I agree, but
so he can't win. So what else?
That's even
if he would have scored 40 goals now,
that's the Man City tax they have. Then that's the Man City tax they have. Then because you can't. If he
Casemiro was shocking the first three games he played. Shocking.
But there's been games where Haaland's ghosted.
So
what? That's the same thing. But just because if he scores 4 goals in the game and then goes for like 3 matches.
The impact that Botman and Casemiro has had is like underrated just because they're not strikers.
I don't know. He's
the highest striker in my list.
I've put them high.
Haaland is like.
But you're talking about a player who, in general, he doesn't impact the game. His impact is scoring goals, and he's doing it at a level we've never seen ever.
50-0.
But the impact that Botman and Casemiro have been brought in to do, they've achieved exactly what they have to
what
do as
they
well.
Do different Haaland's been brought in.
What's the hardest thing to do in football?
Score goals.
I grant your point. Yeah, Haaland's been brought in to score goals, and that's what he does. Casemiro and Botman
to a level we've never seen ever in the Premier League.
Yeah, facts.
Well, you could say that about Casemiro being the best DM in the world. Then,
fuck off.
You?
You're telling me we've never seen this level ever in the Premier League. Yeah, Rodgers has been doing it for 3 years.
The impact that he's had on his team.
Yeah, but this is
what more of an impact can 25 goals in 20 games be? We're talking about the hardest thing to do in football in a team that isn't really designed to have a striker.
Yeah.
But it is now. Everything goes for him.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It doesn't.
Every focal point of a chance and an attack.
It doesn't. He's just that good. His movement's that good. And his intuition's that good. He's always in the right position. That's a testament to him. That's like saying, well, Casemiro breaks everything up. Yeah, because he knows where to be. That's his intuition. He's smart enough to screen and be in the right areas. Haaland's doing it at the other end, which is the hardest end. He's doing the hardest job in football at a level we've never, ever seen.
But can I just interject really quickly? Casemiro costs 70 mil.
He costs more than Haaland?
More than Haaland.
Yeah, but he's done a job that's taken United from not even in the conversation of being a top 14.
They were. They were.
Can you not give Rashford a bit of credit for helping that as well?
Absolutely, but he's not a transfer. He's not changed.
Casemiro has changed their midfield, yeah, but he's also had help from Rashford. Luke Shaw started playing well. Haaland scored 25 goals in 20 games. How can he say for 50-0 that's not the best transfer of
the
season?
Well, let's look at it objectively then, right? He's scoring 25 goals, so many goals a game, but they're just sacking off this idea that they're a good defensive team now.
No, they've been poor defensively.
That's what I'm saying, because surely that's a mindset change.
No, they've had injuries, they've had players out.
Their back four against United was the back four that they've had for 2-3 seasons.
What? No, it weren't. Fucking Akanji played.
Okay, sorry. Barring Akanji, Enrico the exact same back four. No, it was Walker.
No,
it was Walker. Fucking, I can't. Who was next to Akanji?
No, Walker played centre half, didn't he?
No, he did not.
That was
not
the game before. No. I can't remember. I can't remember. But City as a whole haven't, like, Gundogan hasn't been himself. Bernardo Silva's been poor this season. Phil Foden's been poor this season. First of all, it's not fucking down to Haaland. Anyone saying that, he's a. I can't say it, but. I can't process. You're basically saying just because they've elevated shitter teams to now be half decent teams, that makes them better signings.
But that should be.
Okay, so why
people get
again? This is the argument.
Football.
Okay, so is Mick McCarthy a better manager than Pep because he's got shit teams promoted?
That's a completely different thing.
No, it's not, because Pep can't elevate the best teams because he just goes to the best team, so he's not
better.
Making
stuff up and arguing with yourself.
No, I'm not. Your argument is, how can Haaland elevate City the way those have elevated those teams? It's impossible.
I don't think he can, because Botman and Casemiro have been that good since they've come in.
No, you're completely missing the point. How can he? What could he have done to elevate them? Because they were already the best.
But that's
so there was no gap to elevate them.
That's factored into my consideration. That's the point I'm trying to make. There is city tax in this list.
He's capped at where he can go.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Why?
Because, like I said, then he could have scored 2 million goals by this stage, and it don't matter because he hasn't improved them as much as Casemiro has.
Guys, let us know in the comments.
We're not done yet. We've got the
Get yours out of the way, because I know what this is going to be.
I want to know where you rank
Pope first, Botman second.
We'll give you three transfers: Casemiro, Botman, and Haaland. Obviously, Haaland's at the top, but who is second and third?
Don't do that. That's a leading question. Let people make their own mind up.
Yeah, but we've made our case.
Yeah, but also at the
you've
same
got
time.
Two people on this table that, agree, and also two other people. So it's not a case of for Haaland's fucking first.
No, but also
50% is split.
Like, I've been listening to your cases, and I think if you say Haaland isn't the best transfer, you're actually dumb.
No, you're not. Well, no, because you've done that before, and you get slated on the internet.
When he wins Player of the Year and writes Player of the Year and top goal scorer, you're telling me that's not the best signing?
He won't win Player of the Year.
Oh, he will.
Erdogan will win Player of the Year.
Shaven head? I'll shave my beard. I'll do a shaved beard for you.
Shaven head's no problem for me.
His head's already gone off me. Get the beard off.
I don't have a beard.
Yeah, no, but he has.
Yeah, but so what's he going to bet with?
Well, you can't do two head shave bets.
That's why I said I'd sacrifice the beard for that bit.
Aye.
Erdogan will win Player of the Year if Arsenal win the Premier League.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
No, Haaland's going to score probably 50 goals. He's going to win Player of the Year. I don't think you wouldn't like it's not even a debate.
It is a debate. Of course it's a debate.
He's going to nearly double the best ever tally we've ever seen in this league, the hardest league in the world. Everyone fucking raves on about this. It's the hardest league in the world. He's doing the hardest thing to do at a level we have never, ever, ever seen.
You're not disputing that though.
So he's going to win Player of the Year, and he's the best signing. That,
but he's not best signing.
How can he be the best player in the league?
What?
And not be the best signing? That makes no. You're saying they've signed him. He's come in, been the best player in the league, but he's not the best signing.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Newcastle have gone from Steven Taylor to Botman, so Botman's better. Fuck him. It's a Fugazi argument.
Fugazi.
And now you're thinking, you're right.
I think Odegaard will win Player of the Year.
He won't.
I think he deserves to, but Haaland will win it.
I think Erdogan's been the best footballer in the league this season.
But I think if you score 50 goals in the Premier League, you should win.
But he might not even get to 50.
He'll get 40 though.
Do you reckon he'll not play a single game for the rest of the season
and still finish top goal scorer?
If he caps out at 20, no, that might not happen.
He's already beaten last year's golden boot.
If he caps out at 35 and Erdogan goes on to win the Premier League.
Oh yeah, close. It'll be close.
Entirely possible.
Yeah, that's possible.
He'll get 35.
When the Champions League comes rolling around and he's got to play twice a week, and then Alvarez is coming in, gets more Premier League game minutes. Haaland maybe gets a little knock like he usually does, and he's out for 2 months or whatnot. There's a situation where he could finish
40.
You reckon 40?
Minimum
40 in the Prem. All right.
I called that at the start of the league.
You did, to be fair. I said 20 to 25 at the start. Now it's 40.
Pushing 60.
Your go, mate.
Honourable mention. Grandqual, honourable mention.
Yes.
Who did he say?
Grandqual, the Aussie.
Grandqual.
He's on loan at Hart.
He'll be the best Aussie.
Come on, pitchside, Grang. We love you. G'day, mate.
Good old me in number 10. I'm not going to lie. I feel like my list is a bit shit now I've heard some of these names. 9. It's a Diop, Fulham.
I respect you not changing your list.
Yeah, I've got to stand by. Diop, I think Fulham. Fulham's got a lot of people in here because Andreas Pereira,
a lot of people,
but they are batting well above their weight.
Yeah,
Andreas Pereira, number 8 for me. Gabriel Jesus, number 7.
I don't think Pereira's been that good when I've watched him though.
He's the man getting the assists.
FPL hero for me.
I feel like Pellini. Yeah.
He's a good FPL transfer, but in terms of actual real life performance,
maybe he doesn't get a lot of goal contributions. Yeah. I think.
I just
like him because he's got a point.
My top player is Casemiro. Haaland is remarkably clear on FPL.
I actually watch ball. So
6. Willian,
Yes, thank you.
Underrated signing. Everyone thought he was finished.
That's a fucking stinker. No,
you thought he was finished.
Everyone
thought he was
done.
Everyone thought he was finished. He's got him on a free and he's still going.
Again, that annoys me so.
Fulham fans will back
us here. They know.
I wouldn't put it fixed though.
So just because you thought he was going to be shit and now he's all right.
He came on a free into Fulham and has been a nice spark in their team and now the hit is sitting, competing to top six.
I agree, but I wouldn't put him six, but I agree.
Number five, 68th. This might be surprising. Botman, number five.
Oh my god, you're a Pope first.
Only because, yeah, only Botman fifth because.
If you put Pope first, if you put Pope first, we're having fucking words after this podcast.
Let me finish. It will be.
So fourth, Casemiro.
Okay.
Really good, but not been there long enough yet. This one, it probably is a bit too high, like.
What do you mean not been there long enough yet? That's the same time William's been at Fulham.
I know, I like William though.
We're talking about new transfers.
They're literally, they've all been there the same amount of time, Lou.
No, man, some started from the start of the season.
Okay.
There you go.
We only missed like two games.
This third, I like this guy a lot. Zinchenko, passing merchant. I'm putting him high up. I feel like you needed Arsenal. So some when people Arsenal who weren't.
When I'm about to walk out.
You needed people at Arsenal who were winners.
He changed the mindset.
Yeah,
I'm about to fucking walk mindset out because I know what this is.
Second.
You're a fucking joke, mate.
Haaland.
Yeah!
How is Nick Pope the best signing?
Yes!
Whoa!
No.
Wait, where's Casemiro?
I said no, Casemiro fourth. Whoa, who said Nick Pope was first?
It is.
Who said Nick Pope was first?
Oh, you're a fucking joke, mate.
So, number 31.
Nick Pope.
Nick Pope. 10 million quid and has turned into the best keeper currently in the Premier League.
No, he's not.
6 clean sheets in a row, 11 goals conceded for 10 million.
And that's all because of him, yeah?
Best no, it's not. It's because of Botman, man.
It is because of Botman. Botman and Pope, baby.
Botman made that save at the weekend.
It's way harder to sign a really good goalkeeper these days. Name me really good goalkeepers Ramsdale. Knocking about. There's not many. Yeah, Ramsdale, how much do you want to pay for him? 80 million. You can't, 10 million no, for a world-class keeper.
What?
10 million world-class keeper.
World-class?
He's playing world class levels now.
He's England's third choice.
Yeah, that's only because he can't do shit with his feet. That's the problem.
So he's not world class then?
He's the best. When it comes to shot stopping and doing what a goalkeeper does, he's the best at that.
So, David De Gea then?
Do you know what? This is actually,
that's the argument. Well,
no, David De Gea didn't sign this year.
Oh, fuck. Still world class though, if you're saying it's like
that's what I'm saying.
Well, if, that's, if this is the spread of what's happened, then people get involved because clearly
transfer fee has to matter.
Black or white, is it?
Well, yeah, that's football though, isn't it?
I think that's embarrassing.
name me a world class player that's someone signed for 10 million.
I can tell you one who's for free. William.
It's not possible.
Nick Pope is not world class.
He's playing at a world class level. You can't say he's not me. He's literally conceded 11 goals and 6 clean sheets in a row. You didn't even see his save that he's done yesterday, so you can't actually comment on how good he is.
What, because I didn't see one save?
He made the save of the season yesterday.
Well, no, we all agreed that Ramsdale's actually better.
I'm going back on that just for my argument now.
Okay, lads, let us know in the comments down below who you think is the best transfer this year, I guess, from the summer to the Jan. And on that note, from one bad footballing knowledge opinion to another.
Boo, 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 boo.
Oh,
boo,
nice.
Boo, boo,
have you?
Boo.
Here we go, boys. Thanks for chucking your suggestions in.
Cal, do you want to release it out? You take it out, Cal.
A little mix around and then hopefully
pick an unpopular footballing opinion out and read it out loud. So this has been written by a guest of the show.
I thought that was Swan then.
Yeah, origami versions.
Ben White is the best right back in the league this season.
Unpopular opinion. Is Ben White is the best right back in the league.
I think that's unpopular. I think
I think he is.
What?
I agree.
No, he's not.
Kieran Trippier.
Kieran Trippier.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it because it sounds like I'm biased.
Yeah,
but like,
no, I was going to jump in.
Oh,
I forgot about Trips. Yeah.
Trips.
Trippier.
White's been better.
Ooh. Do you really think so?
No.
That's silly.
No.
What?
White, Ben White, no. I think. Hear me out.
Newcastle are not that good, man. Have you watched
it? Trippier has created the most chances out of all players.
But you have to. Hear me out. I think Trips is a better rubber. But you have to look. I think Ben White and Trips have actually been on a very similar level. But take into consideration that Ben White is actually a centre back playing out of position. That's got to count for something, surely.
He played in the back three. It's not too.
But it's different.
For me, Trippier's clear.
I'm just saying, you've got to, you know.
I know I'm an Arsenal fan.
Is that mashed potato?
Which we're just clawing it out.
Yeah, we've got no fucking thing, have we?
Yeah, we don't have no.
No, I'm putting Ben White first.
Did you write that?
Is that your opinion?
No, it's not mine. Who did put that?
Don't know. Who do you reckon put it?
I can't remember.
Well, no.
Well, seems though there's two.
I know who put that because I remember who wrote it as an origami in the hat. I know who it is.
Who?
I can't explain it on the show.
Oh, yeah, it's anonymous.
Is it? I know who it is. No, it's not. I know who wrote
is
that.
Is it Rory?
Come on, then.
I know who wrote that. Yeah,
that's fair enough. Yeah, but they're both the two best, right? So there's an argument for.
I think they are the two best.
It just depends what.
They're the two best, but one's a centre back playing out of position, so you have to give them credit.
Well,
yeah. For me, Trippier wins on the creativity side, though. I feel like the amount of chance creation that he provides for Newcastle just.
Yeah, but over. Sorry.
So it seems though there's two guests, we can pull two out.
Yeah, go on.
Whoa!
As long as Mr. Garrett puts one in, though.
He's rolling your mouth.
Read it out loud.
With a.
Oh, it is nice. I know exactly who this is. Leeds are the most overrated fan base in England.
Leeds are the most overrated.
I agree. I agree. Crazily, I agree. 100%.
What makes them overrated?
The fact that they were shit when they were shit. I think that's what makes them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the fans were shit when they were shit.
Yeah, at home they were. Right. Away they've always been good.
Nearly every fan base is.
No, but they take it to an extreme. They're a one team city.
They're in League One though. They were still getting like 25k.
Another one. No, wait, they've got 18 one at seasons.
Where do you rate Leeds in terms of fan?
Like top five in the country.
In the country?
When they're good.
Who's top five then?
United have got the best away support.
Arsenal.
No, Arsenal travel well, but they're not as loud as United.
Currently, Newcastle.
Newcastle, yeah. Sunderland.
Yeah. West Ham are good.
Leeds. Mainly Northern clubs, to be honest.
Yeah. Barnsley.
Not quite.
Yeah. Home fans like Palace.
Yeah, Palace are very good.
I can't be like when I go to Villa Park and Molineux, that's really loud, but they're derby, so it's.
Yeah.
I can't really comment on them. But yeah, that's harsh, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, when they're bad, though, at home, especially, they're terrible.
And weren't it?
They lovely were, handwriting, though.
They were boycotting for a while as well.
I don't care.
No, they were boycotting the board.
Not for entire time though. They were getting low 20s for years and years and years when they were seriously bad.
Seriously bad.
What you've got to realise is this opinion is built up from 15 years of hatred.
Yeah.
No. This is anonymous. It's anonymous who wrote this.
Yeah. Whoever wrote that reason. would have been built up 15 years of hatred before writing that in the booth.
I've always been good at
that. That was the boot.
We still need a name for it.
No, I like the boot.
Just the boot now.
I think you're doing another one.
A little jingle theme tune.
They want to do another one because it wasn't.
All right, one more.
Guys, if you're a musician out there, make a boot jingle for us.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Please.
All right. Thank you. Unpopular opinion. Ryan Giggs is the most overrated player in Premier League history.
Oh, shut up. Actually, just shut up.
Well,
overrated?
I don't.
He performed at the highest level for two decades.
But is he?
Didn't he win a Player of the Year at like 40?
Mate, he's got like 15 Premier.
Is he overrated? Surely he's underrated. If anything, no.
This is whoever's right. This is an idiot.
I don't
think he's massively rated.
Yeah, I think he's rated correctly. Yeah. He had an amazing career. Like at his peak, he was his flying winger, and then he transitioned into like. Almost like a centre mid, but out wide.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, wasn't it? He just existed on the.
I don't get that unpopular opinion.
He's not the best bloke in the world.
No one ever said like, oh my god, Ryan Giggs, Premier League player of all time.
Yeah, and you don't win what 13 Premier League titles. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
A bit outrageous.
Yeah,
strange.
All right, we got some updates because obviously. If you lot don't know, we do predictions every week, and the loser has to get a tour of the Spurs stadium in a full Spurs kit.
Now you get it.
Boots and shin pads. And both Arsenal fans, we don't want to do that.
Shin pads as well.
Now, I actually missed a week.
Boots or Astros?
I missed a week. Reece actually got a week advantage on me.
Take a Conte out. Banner with it.
Yeah, so Reeves got a weak advantage on me. So let's just see what are the current scores before this week?
I was 14 behind at one point.
But remember, you've had a weak advantage.
So before this week, it was 80 points for Theo and 81 points for Reeve.
Weak advantage.
Come on.
What are you doing about the weak advantage?
I'm just allowing.
I
said I'm that good at predictions. I'll beat you with one this week.
The whole problem was every week we're supposed to hand them in. He's a lazy boy.
Yeah.
But that is your own fault then.
Yeah. But I don't care.
Yeah,
I
you can't keep bringing it up every time when it's still your own fault for not doing
it. Yeah,
that
but it
week.
Just shows how good I am at predicting.
Right.
Like, I can give you a week and not even bother and still beat you.
But you were let's like eight
feed
me. Behind.
Right, okay, feed my ego. So, as of filming right now, the Fulham Spurs game hasn't happened, so that's not been included.
Yep.
So let's do you first, Reeve.
Are we including VAR decisions in this? Because I think I'd have got like four perfect scorelines.
No. Okay. No.
You got...
I think I'm on two.
You got 3 points.
Three, fuck.
Three correct results, but that's it. Yeah, everything else wrong.
Don't worry, mate.
So that puts you on 84 points. Now, Mr. Baker, you got 9 points. Moving you up to 89. Two correct score lines, and then three correct results.
Which ones did you say
three
right?
Correct results, two correct score lines.
Yeah, West Ham, Everton got that right, and Man City, Wolves got that right.
Oh, I was one away.
Yeah, you were one off on that.
400, didn't I?
So, as it stands, 89 points for Theo, 84 for Reeve.
Don't worry, I've come back from further.
What did you predict? Fulham Spurs?
2-2, he said, and you've said 3-1 Tottenham.
I said 3-1 Tottenham.
Yes. And he said 2-2.
Interesting.
So, if anyone's listened to this now...
A lot of 0-0s this week, mate. Bit rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sadly.
Okay. Quiz.
Yeah, come on, Lee.
So, buzzer noises, please.
I will be... Rakesh Rashford.
Cool.
Martin is the greatest player in the Premier League.
Okay.
Common Revel.
Okay.
Oh, don't do that.
Reds.
So, today... It's similar like we did last week with the players where you have to guess the career, but we're doing it managers. So I'm going to list the managers' clubs that they managed in order. Buzz in whenever you want. Get the point if you get it right.
Hang on, if Steve Bruce comes up, he already did the
if you were paying attention.
Yeah.
So first one, we have Wales. This was 1999 to 2004.
Common Revell. Mark Hughes.
Yes.
Oh no!
Jesus!
First thing that came into my head as well.
Remember, we're within a football encyclopedia here. So
yeah, I'm going to leave the years. That's ridiculous. How do you know that?
He went straight into Wales management. I just know
okay,
that.
Okay, decent. Right.
He managed Jason Kumas, mate. I'd know that.
Estoril.
What?
He don't even know where places are, mate.
Fucking Estoril, man.
He thought Turkey was in Africa.
I'm not going back to that. Then to Spartan, Olympiakos, Hull City, Watford.
Common Revell. I can picture Marco Silva.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Good. Yeah, then he went from Watford to Everton to Fulham, where he is today. Nice.
Nice. That's how far goes. Nice.
Academica. Porto. Chelsea.
Yep.
Hey, come and read out.
Well, everyone knows That's this me. One.
I said it, come and read
no,
out.
No, you That's shouted me. It loudest. And one it of these me. Got it first.
Fuck
Jose
off.
Jose Mourinho.
No.
What?
Come and read out. Andre Villas-Boas.
Yeah.
You going to say Mourinho?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
So. He didn't start at that shitty club.
Bollocks.
Okay.
I think that's 3-0.
Redden.
I think you've already won, mate.
Yeah. Common Revell. Brendan Rodgers.
No.
Can you imagine?
That would have been disgusting.
He buzzed in now. He's buzzed in. He's out.
That would have been disgusting if he got that. West Ham. Charlton.
Rakesh Mashed. Alan Pardew.
Yes, Theo. Good point, man. From there to
South. He's already won, to be fair.
I'm impressed you got that.
Thank you.
That was good, actually. Still early on his career. Okay, fifth one. Bournemouth. Gillingham.
No. I didn't say it. Oh, fuck off.
Go on, say it. I know you're going to say. Say it. Just say it.
So you have Bournemouth and Gillingham.
I knew that. Go on.
It's not him.
You got to see it, man.
I know who it is, though.
You won't buzz in. You don't dare.
Rakesh Rashford.
Gary O'Neill.
No.
Rakesh Rashford.
Okay.
Harry Redknapp.
No.
It's not a bad chat, but he didn't start at Bournemouth.
Bristol City. Portsmouth. Stoke City. Plymouth. Stop. Yarkie's man, Yarkie's man.
You're out.
I know it.
So, it's so obvious so, it is.
Portsmouth, Stoke City, Plymouth, Stoke City.
Fucking easy. Yes.
Bristol Palace.
So easy.
West Brom.
Are you stupid?
I know the answer.
Shout it in there.
Tony Pulis.
Yeah.
You didn't buzz in.
All right, Martin's a great
No, you're out.
Red what? Tony Pulis.
All right, you can have it.
Why did you know the answer and you weren't saying it?
Because I was letting him get it rattled.
Oh, okay.
Now you can think of the name.
Yeah. What, I couldn't think of Tony Pulis.
But he could have stole it.
What do you mean?
Man, I would have got that.
You did.
Honestly.
I looked over and he was going like this.
You were thinking of what's his name? The Plymouth man.
I wouldn't go for Steve Evans.
You know, I met him the other day.
Ian Holloway.
That's what you were thinking of.
No, because they would have said Blackpool.
Extra hard bonus question.
Yeah.
Ajax. Barcelona.
Come and reveal.
This is a trick question here.
Yeah, I was just about to go old Ronnie, but he's not. It's
I know who it is.
Johan Cruyff.
I was going to say that. Fuck.
No.
Rakesh Mashford. Koeman.
No.
Martin's the greatest player in.
Rakesh Mashford.
Clive.
No.
Rakesh Mashford.
No, you're out, man.
I'm in Rijkaard.
No.
He didn't manage Holland.
I've only got through the first few teams here.
Go on.
Now I can imagine.
Yes.
Louis van Gaal.
Yeah.
That's good, you know.
I still won, bro.
I got two, though.
Is there another one?
No, that's all.
Tom and Bagerel.
Tom and Theo Dub.
What? You didn't...
You mean Woman Weo?
Didn't lose.
That's not how it works.
Didn't lose.
Woman Weo.
If you don't.
I got one.
All right.
Right, lads. That's the end of the show. If you've enjoyed it, make sure you drop drop us a like, subscribe. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Tune into the streams. You know what to do. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Links in the description down below, obviously.
And see you soon.
See you next week. Guten Tag. That's hello. No, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll feed the same.
Okay.